Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello everyone out there in the big, big wide world. Hello again. This is Helena Steiner-Hornstein. How nice to be with you again. I was kind of looking forward to that. I was just out walking and I came back, still my big sneakers on. And I was kind of looking forward to, I don't know why, but particularly today, I'm looking forward to the show. So here we are again. And as you know, at the end of this, of my talk, we will have a meditation, which is really not a meditation. My medications or meditations are not really meditations. They are a process through your subconscious mind. And we are clearing and healing your subconscious mind. So that's what it is. Oh, well, today our subject is, what is it? Can I play a bigger game? Should be a question mark after that one. Yeah, can you play a bigger game? What does that mean? Well, it means, can you be even more than what you think you? And I say, of course you can. And most of us have to prove that more or less all the time. Because the higher you get on the scale of life, the more trials you're going through. And I had to say that the other day. And when she said, you know, I have all these problems. Why is that so? I said, because you're better than the others. And you are trained all the time to just go up and up and up on the ladder. There are those out there who prefer to stay in the same old square and not to improve their thoughts or mindsets or attitudes. They just stay in that little square and they're happy that way, so let it be. We should all be happy with our lives. Well, what do you like to do? Oh, I would like to play the piano. And I like to do it more and more and more. You may think, I would like to be a star playing the piano. I would like to be a star in business. I'd like to be that exceptional businesswoman out there. Well, what is stopping you? Have you thought about that? What we can do about it? And we're going to talk about that. We're going to go into it. You know, one thing about me, which is the good thing about me, someone said, you know, you've done it all. Yeah, I've gone through life. And do you think it was just opening it up and opening up? Oh, God, you know, that door was always locked before I wanted to get through it. And I had to really deserve to find the key to opening that door. And that is how it is. But, you know, when you look back at that life, you think, well, this was rather fun. You didn't think so at the time. But then when you have those rewards afterwards and even awards afterwards, you're proud and you feel very, very good about yourself. And I think this is the point about life, to feel good about you. And then you might say, oh, yes, but there is so much competition. Oh, yes, but everyone is better than I am. And all that. And on and on and on. When I was out walking, a story came to my mind because I was thinking about what I was going to say in the show. I was thinking about a time, well, a moment really in time. And I had I had neighbors, a boy and a girl. I played with the boy so much more, but this particular time I played with his sister. Her name was Birgit. And I was over at her house and in her yard, in her garden rather, and whatever we were doing, we were happy with that. And suddenly her father, who was at the other end of the garden, called her and said, oh yeah, Birgit, come here, I want your help. And she and I, of course, he didn't call me, but I ran over to. And he said, "Baby, can you help me plant these flowers?" And he said, and there was a flower bed, so the soil, the dirt was all soft and the, you know, was all easy to plant in. It was no real hard digging. So he told his daughter, "Take that plant there and let's shovel. Take the shovel there and dig a hole." And now, you know, she was like 5 and I was like 6, 7. So we were not that big. We're just these two little girls with blonde braids and playing in the garden. So here he said to the youngest one of us, now his daughter, "Dig a hole." And he pointed at this shovel. And this shovel was for a big, strong man. You know, the blade was big and strong. And then the handle way away from the blade was really heavy. So she kind of grabbed the handle and could hardly lift the shovel from, you know, from where she stood. And she said, "No, I can't." And she was angry. And she tried again and said, "No, I can't." And she threw it down to the ground. And the father very quietly said, "No, you can. You can. Just, you know, this one plant, you can. You can dig a hole and put it in there." And she said, "I can't," and was really quite angry. And then he said, "Try it a different way. This is the problem, you know, try it a different way." How many of us do that when we can't do something? He said, "Try it a different way. You don't have to put your hands on the handle way up there. Go further down, closer to the blade." And she bent down. There was no problem when she just saw that part of the shovel. And she dug a hole and put the plant in it. And with her hand, she kind of softened the soil around it and flattened it. And, you know, everything was fine. And then he said, the father said, "Thank you. Now you can go back to your plane." And she felt pretty good. And I felt pretty good, too. I didn't offer for one moment to help. Isn't that funny? Not for one moment. I just stood there and watched her. But I learned something. And still today, that particular memory pops up. And what is the point of the story? If you feel you're too small for the part, try it a different way, where your smallness doesn't show or doesn't count or it's not challenged. She didn't notice the weight of the shovel when she just lifted the whole thing closer to the blade, because the blade was really what she wanted. That was, you know, the point of it. So you see, every day in our lives we meet little stories like this. They're there to tell us things. So, what stories have you experienced this past week? Can you think about that? You know, this little girl, she grew up to become a civil engineer, which was very unusual for girls in those days. Her brother was a civil engineer too, you know, so she just felt, well, why shouldn't I? And just followed the track and did everything and did really well all her life. And I'm sure she still does well. I haven't heard from her, but I'm sure she, by now she's living a retired, beautiful life in the south of Spain or something like this, like all Swedes. And I'll just tell you another thing that is my little experience here last couple of days, or not last couple of days, it's just it happened last night. And for the last couple of weeks, I've been working on a painting, and some of you may know that I'm an artist, but, you know, I do a lot of things, and it's not always that I have had the time to paint. So now I have decided I would just organize myself to make that time, and it works really quite well. And last night, I made the finishing touch to my last painting. And like all other, or most of my paintings, about the size of 30 inches by 40 inches, which is, for a European, about the height, more than 1 meter in the height of the painting. So it takes a while. And anyway, last night I put a finishing touch on that. And then I looked up in the sky, not my sky, but the sky in the painting. And I saw like an opening in the sky. And since so much of my work is channeled, I just asked Spirit, what is this opening in the sky? And I heard that little inner voice telling me, oh, that is the portal of discovery. Oh, I thought I never heard that before. How exciting. I had to go and Google it. What is the circle of discovery? And then I read that the Irish poet, novelist, James Joyce, I think you heard about James Joyce in America too, and in Europe I know you have heard of him, since he's Irish. But he said in his kind of avant-garde writing that we are surrounded by portals of discovery. And he mentioned that those portals of discovery are gateways into new worlds, looking at things a different way, a more open way. And it's inviting us, giving you, us, a chance to learn more and discover more. And this is, my paintings are all a little crazy. Well, that's why they are kind of appreciated, I suppose. It's like if you know the French artist Marc Chagall, little crazy, but that is what people look for. So they are, and this one had this little thing about the portal of discovery. And it fits in very much with what I paint, because you have to go into your senses of imagination. They're all very happy and all very good, what I do in my painting. And this is what you can do also. You begin now to create your own portal of discovery in your world. Isn't that beautiful? Portal of discovery. I think it's a beautiful opportunity to start thinking in a more expansive way. Just like this father told my little girlfriend, use the shovel in a different way and you will have better results with it. And she probably used that principle, what he told her, throughout her life, reminding her, because we have to be reminded all the time. So that was it. So that is, it's holding you back. Yes, what is holding you back not to play a game the way you should, to make it a bigger game? And you can be part of this. What is holding you back? Then you probably say, oh yes, but. And don't come up with those yes, but. I have a whole program, I think a year or so ago, about yes, but. You have no idea how many times I've heard this from people when I see and tell them that they are sensitive to, let's say, coffee or potatoes or meat or something, and they should stop eating that and they will have less problems with their health. Oh, yes, I can do that, but, I can't. No. So this is the thing. Don't allow anything to hold you back. What is it? Well, somehow in us, we are a little afraid of making a commitment. Yes, I know that. It's like a healer out there. And when I start to do this, oh yes, I'd like to come to you and be healed. And, oh, it costs? Oh, you have to pay for it? How can I have to pay for it? Well, if you want to get well, if you want to be successful about something, you do want to make a commitment. That is the way it is. And then you pay. I have never questioned a price when I really, really needed something or when I wanted something. You just want it first. And then, oh, how much does it cost? You stand there at the end, oh, okay, but I want it. So this is the thing. And I see this among younger people too, when it comes to moving in together or when it comes to getting married. How many people suddenly stop? Yeah, I like to be with you, but I really don't want to make the commitment. So something is missing in our relationship. And this is what it is. It might be the relationship with myself, because we forget that many times when you cannot commit yourself to another person, it is that in the beginning, one of you cannot commit to yourself, to himself, to herself. And it goes together with afraid, being afraid of change. And this kind of fear is such a strong energy on this planet. It is taking over the planet. It's doing that right now. We are so fearful because we are so used to living in our comfort zone. To stay, to want to stay in the comfort zone is really holding you back. And if you want to move forward, and every businessman out there who's been successful has said the same thing, you have to be willing to risk. Doesn't mean you're risking your life. It doesn't mean you're risking all your money. Don't put yourself into that. Or just don't allow yourself to feel that, oh, I might lose. So what? You cannot move forward and win everything all the time. I don't know anyone who does. Because if you feel you must win all and every single time, and there is no such thing as losing for you, that could be a little sick. That might not be quite normal, because you have to accept, you have to have that acceptance that on your journey there might be a few failures, a few mistakes that you make. It's part of it that makes you grow. It will make you much, much better in whatever you are going to do. And then in this is, which I noticed, that those who are afraid of success. Yes, are you afraid of success? I say this with a pling because it's so widespread. We think we're afraid of failing, so we don't see that side of us, that we are afraid of succeeding. It's like standing up and making a speech with no warning in front of 2,000 people, that kind of thing. You are afraid of success. Please know, it's totally normal to be afraid a little bit. But don't allow that fear to be the number one point in your life. And that's why it's so important that you read my book, The White Light, A Limitless Reality, by me, Helena Steiner-Holstein. And I say that not jokingly, but with a smile, because the point of that book is what you put first in your life. And that goes back to thousands and thousands of years, that we had to learn what to put first. And of course, like it says in the Bible, you should put God first. But people don't know what God is. I say it fast like this. They are so messed up with what God is. they put it into totally, they put, I said it God, which might be a good idea too. Father, mother, it is, when you see God as an energy, and I see that energy as a bright light, because in this energy of the light, you have all energies, you have all and everything at the very highest of frequency. And then when everything is at the highest frequency, the darkness disappears. So-called bad, negative disappears, and everything shines. And that is the highest good in your life. And when you put the highest good, which is the love and light first in your life, that is the way to do it. You put only, when you want to move into the circles of success and play this higher game, put that as number one. Yes, number one. This is what you wish for, isn't it? And you look at that as a number one goal. Of course, in the meantime, you take care of you and your loved ones. You are not neglecting them. But when it comes to your focus outside of your family and your love, you put that focus on what you really wish for in the life. It's to be a very skilled talent in your field. So I think it's even part of growing up to learn to handle, you know, a loss. Because otherwise you're like a crybaby. Oh, I lost, you know. And that's not what you want to be. No. So you have to also, in this process, on your journey of moving forward, you have to be listening to the right people. And the right people are not the people who say, oh, you are right. Oh, yes, you are right. Everything you say is right. That's not a friend. That's not a real friend. A real friend tells you, come on now. Now you have to learn to do it the right way. Just move on forward. So right friends are so important to anyone wanting to win and wanting to move into the circles of the higher talents. So about this, the whole attitude is important. And I haven't gone through one number after the other here, but I haven't given them to you. So it's been one, not willing. What is holding you back? It's not willing to make the commitment. Number two, you're afraid of change. Number three, you prefer to stay in your comfort zone. Number four, you're not willing to grow up properly. Number five, you believe you don't know enough. Yeah, you don't think, you think you're not good enough. But this is not the thing. If you do everything your way with what you know and you apply your talent to it and your trust in it, you will be good enough. So what was what? Five and number six, you're afraid of success. You're afraid of the bigger game. All these things hold you back. And you have the wrong friends. You're listening to those wrong friends. That's number seven. So those things, and there are many more. So just know that you have to listen to something within you, and you have to listen to your heart, to your wish, and focus on that wish, and focus on your inner dreams, instead of listening to your fear, to your doubt, because that will hold you back. So what do you do again? Well, it's very good to turn to someone who knows. So you turn to someone in that field who really knows, and that is an expert. And why is someone an expert? Because that expert had gone through the ranks. That expert had gone through the years and collected experience. And is now willing to share with you. Because if that person isn't expert enough, that person would share all the good stuff with you. And the real and only way to be an expert is to use your inner knowledge, to apply your inner wisdom, your inner talent. So that is, so you go to an expert. And that means, of course, if you want to move forward, you go to classes, read books, read this, The White Light, The Limitless Reality. And what is it we're doing in that book? Just what I'm doing here all the time, making you change your attitude so you're more positive towards life ahead of you. But it also goes back to the first commandment, which is put what you wish for first, together with love and light. If you put this love and light first, before the fear, before the doubt, you will succeed. So it is this that you have to turn within. And that is what we're going to do now in the meditation in a few moments. We're just going to turn within and begin to work on our subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind is so powerful. It's virtually impossible. It is maybe not impossible, but it's very, very, very hard to cleanse and clear up your subconscious mind from blockages if you do it the psychological way, just reasoning yourself through the process. It will take you weeks, months, years. But if you go the direct line with the power of the light, you do it instantly, because your subconscious mind is your direct line to the light, meaning the God energy. Well, this is quite a lot, isn't it? You know, but so simple. It depends. If you want to play the bigger game, look at that as your focus with your talents. Look at that as this is where I want to be. And I did this as a child when I said, I'm not going to live in Sweden. I loved Sweden, of course, like everyone else who is Swedish. But I said, I want to live in a different country with more sunshine and less darkness and less ice. I never liked the cold. I set my mind to it. And I did what I could. But then I got this higher help from somewhere just leading me on a very crooked road. It wasn't that straight at all. My God, I had to work for it in every way. But it just happened certain ways. And then suddenly I ended up in Florida. I didn't even put Florida on my list, so to speak. It was there, but it was not like I had a list, I'm going to live in Florida. No, it just, I was guided to that road that brought me here. And Florida is ideal for that way, you know. I wouldn't have thought about that myself. I would probably have thought Africa maybe is nice and warm because I was European and I was thinking in a different way. I wasn't thinking west, I was thinking south. So, yeah, I think this is probably what I wanted to tell you for today. And again, I'm Helena Steiner-Hornstein. You reach me with your emails to drhelenainfo. Doctor, the short is drhelena. My name, info, short for information, at yahoo.com. My homepage is Body Soul Connection. Right now, I have a little problem with activale.com or speakingtoyourheart.com because it's down. And it's simply a technical error. It's something to do with, you know, it's not that new anymore. Nothing, you know, I have is that new anymore. But on the internet, online, you have to keep up with things all the time. And I have a webmaster that I contact for things like this, but she's away on spring break. So what can I do? We have to wait. But body-soul connection is working. Also, for a while, Amazon is selling my ebooks of all my books. And then someone told me, oh, I can't get your ebook on Amazon anymore. And I couldn't believe why this happened, but it was an error again, and I fixed that myself. And it's back now on Amazon. So all my books in English and also in Swedish can be obtained through Amazon as an ebook. So that was the commercial break I was going to make. I think this is it. And this is a recording. Listen to my recordings, and you can listen to them for free. And the meditations are for free still at this time. And they probably, well, why should I take money? I cannot take money for this show. So anyway, so you're listening to it. What I'm saying is you cannot sell it. Send for yourself, send it to friends, and enjoy the meditations because they're really, really powerful. So now, begin to relax and relax and relax. And you lean back and you feel and you know that within you, there is a place that knows all and sees all. And that place is called I Am the Light. I am the Light. And you take a deep breath and you begin to feel a presence in your chest area. And for a moment, you just put your right hand on your chest and feel the energy within. And you breathe quietly and calmly. And now your whole body is relaxing quickly through your mind, your feet, your legs. And the feeling of relaxation is going up into your body. And following your spine, up into your shoulders and out into your arms. And you take a deep breath now. And now you imagine yourself far, far, far away. You feel so connected at this moment. And you know that within you, you have this power that knows all, hears all, sees all, and this is your inner light. That is the truth about you. And you take a deep, deep breath. Yes. You know who you are. You are a spiritual being and you're living this human experience with wishes, with dreams. And now you have one wish, you have one big dream for success with this killer subject. Where you want to shine, you wish to shine. And you take a deep breath. Now it has been said, you wish to shine in your particular field, in your way. You inhale that feeling. You know it. You feel it. I am a spiritual being. You feel it in your heart. And now, suddenly, you stand right on a small island at night, far, far away on the other side of the ocean. You have a boat there. You know you're calm. You know you can leave any time you so desire. In fact, you feel totally secure and safe. And now on this island, although it is night, yes, it is night. It's almost lit up because the stars are sending so much light through the sky, and you experience the little rays coming from all these countless stars in the sky. And you feel all these rays are coming down upon you, and they wish you to love. They wish you to feel safe, and you have this wish in your heart, and you begin to feel more and more strongly for your wish to come true. I am a spiritual being. You know it. You feel it. Yes, I am of the light. You feel it so strongly. And this is what it means to be created in the image of the light. You know who you are. And you are now connecting with one of the stars up in the sky. You focus on this particular star. And the star is shining to you, and now you experience the contact with each other. Yes, the star and you have a contact. And now you send your wish to the star, and immediately the star is receiving your wish. And it's growing and growing and growing more and more and more. The star has received your wish and is now preparing it to make it come true. And now it sends back a ray of light to you. And this ray of light contains this wish. And this ray of light is coming right down upon you, into your head, into your thought process, and continues into your heart. Into your heart. And in your heart, you have now received the prepared wish. And you know now it is already in your subconscious mind truth, a matter of truth. You accept that now. You accept that. And you're grateful. You give thanks. You give big, big thanks to this power of the light. And now, everything around you, yes, everything around you is now shining. And you take a deep breath It's daytime. And your island is still the same island. You see now it's full of flowers on the ground. And a few trees are also growing on the island, very closely together, because this is your private little island that you can visit at times. And now you see also there are lots of large, smooth rocks on the island. And you can sit on any one of those rocks, feeling perfectly comfortable. They're big enough. You can reach each one to sit on top of it. And each rock is warm from the sun. And you sit there comfortably and look out over the ocean towards the horizon. And you're now willing to walk the path and discover more, see more, experience more. And with each mileage, each mile home, you have reached another step towards your success. And you are incredibly grateful for this moment right now. Yes, I am a spiritual being. You feel it and you know it. And yes, you inhale success. You inhale comfort. And you just know. You know that everything is going to be all right. Your eyes are still closed. And we are now going to slowly come back to the here and now. And when I say seven, you are to open up your eyes again. Number one. Yes, number one. One, two, three, four. You feel so safe. So completely safe within you. And you've kind of landed in a mode of love in you, of acceptance. And you discover that everything is shiny and beautiful. And up in the sky, although it's now daytime, you still can see the stars. They're there, shining so strongly, still on your side for you. One, two, three, four, five, six, and now number seven, you open your eyes again. And you take a deep, deep breath. And you have a wonderful day today. And tomorrow, and the day after tomorrow. And this is Helena Steiner Hornstein, or Helena Margareta. And you can go to my website, www.bodysoulconnection.com, or write me a note at drdrhelenainfo@yahoo.com. Wonderful. Bye-bye, everyone. Have a great day.